Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's Politically Incorrect podcast topic is The Cavalry Is Not Coming. Brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Help keep the truth online. As always, we'll open with a prayer. It's a prayer for all my listeners. And a prayer for all those out in the United States of America, with pending inauguration. Pray for our safety. Pray for your safety. Heavenly Father, we pray that you look over our great country, our great nation in the world, as this day of atonement comes. See us through this safely. Whatever your will is, it is our understanding that we will accept that and follow your path, for you are the all-knowing. We pray these things in your great name. Amen. Just a brief thanks to a few of our great donors. Shout out to Lisa, Marcy, and Stephen, and Greg, and just recently, Anthony, and all my regulars. Shout out to Eric listening live. Good evening. Thank you for coming. Tonight's going to be a kind of an epic night, and next week, I don't know, next week is pretty much open at this point. I'm going to do one thing real quick. I have a good friend looking to try and get on the podcast. So bear with me one moment while I try to link up with my friend. You know, anyone that's out there listening or listens this when it's not live, please send people over to Podbean, listen to our recorded sessions, or to come live on the room in the podcast room on Thursday nights, because this is very important. We need to make sure that everyone gets the message out as to what's going on. That's very important to us. And okay, let's send another. Not working for me. Forward. Just one moment, please. Like a way to start a podcast, isn't it? I sent a link and it didn't go through for some reason. So bear with me just one moment. All right. Poor gal's been trying to get on for the last 6 weeks. I'm not sure what the issue is, so I figured I'd send her a live link and hopefully we can get her in here. All right, that's done deal. I'm free to speak now. So the topic tonight comes on the heels of the Great Revolution. Revolution that has taken people offline. President of the United States of America, one of the most powerful nations in the world, has been shut down completely. And I'm here to tell you tonight that unless you're one of the loudmouths like me that gets out and everybody knows, you don't understand just how bad it is. I mean, we say, oh, the president's been banned. Well, last week, not only was I banned from all social media, But I was getting calls from ABC News. Wanting to know why I support Donald Trump. Wanting to know if I was one of the ones that was in D.C., if I was a terrorist. Now, I have armed snipers. This is no joke. Walking the streets of our small town, up and down my street. Absolutely, absolutely terrible. You know, we've got helicopters flying overhead. And there's only a couple people in town that have had any, you know, effect on the what's going on. But I'm not stopping. And they're not stopping me. For those who want to search me, you can find me on MeWe. I've got a Telegram. I've got all sorts of things. We're going to get out there eventually and take these people down. So a little bit of just basic current events and news before the topic. I had a part-time, let's just say I've got login for the FBI servers, did some work for them. An interesting thing is that today, when they're saying that all of these things are going to be coming out before the inauguration, massive attacks from out of the country on their servers. Couldn't even log in. There was a warning that something's coming that I needed to know. Couldn't even get in to get the message. That's how bad it was. They don't want you to hear it. They don't want the messages to get out as to what's going on. And you know, there's just so much going on, and I hate to make any predictions, but there's a reason I named this show the way I did. The cavalry is not coming, because you can't really predict anything. You know, how many times have they predicted the second coming of Jesus? Predicted the revelation. There are literally Christian groups out there that have been through the centuries that are waiting. They're saying it's going to be August. It's going to be 2024. It's going to be 2019. It's going to be 2012. They're waiting. They're anticipating something you can't predict. And I'll tell you right now, folks, we can't predict the next week. I don't want to disillusion anyone, but I have a feeling that there might not be as much of an impact coming up as a lot of people would like. And I hope I'm wrong. There's a lot in the works. A lot of things are coming into light about, you know, what Trump and his team is going to do. A lot of things. If they come out, a lot could happen. There's talk of military involvement. I think an interesting comment was when the Marines told Nancy Pelosi where to pound sand when she asked for support guarding the inauguration. They said, "We don't work for you." That was the exact quote from the general. "We don't work for you." I love that. So we don't know what's going to happen. And I'm praying. I'm putting my faith that God steers us in the right direction. God has never done me wrong. I feel kind of dejected right now. You know, just not sure. And then I look at Nancy Pelosi. Now, here's an interesting one. I was watching some of these things with
they should have been on television a lot about, you know, all the different things. Watching Nancy Pelosi. The look, I get this feeling. I just have this feeling. I don't know if anybody else gets this. I just get this feeling when I look at Nancy Pelosi that I'm looking right and directly into the eyes of Satan. I have never met a human being that I've never personally met that just looking at that person puts chills up my spine. I mean, I really feel that Satan has taken over that woman. You can't possibly be that evil and have any bit of God in you. And, you know, I don't know if anybody else feels that way. Well, I'll tell you, it gives me creeps. She just totally gives me the creeps. And corporations, I'm going to tell you right now, look, this is important because corporations, you know, we have politicians who are being beat down because they support Trump. They're beaten down because they don't support Trump. How do you run for office? I've had this on previous podcasts. You know, I was thinking about, you know, running for an office, but you can't run for office anymore. No matter what you do, you're wrong. We had a great politician, one of the best, our Congressman Dan Muser in the 9th Congressional District, Pennsylvania. Wonderful, wonderful person. Total Trump supporter. I don't think he's ever going to get in office again, even though he's in a Republican district. There's so many demonics out there. We're demonic. Demoncrats or whatever you want to call them. Like go up and say, oh, you shouldn't have supported this. Why do you support this? And, you know, he didn't come out and say Trump's right or Trump. Well, he came out and he said, we should do an audit of the election because there are incongruencies and things that shouldn't have been done. Things that might be unconstitutional. Now, why do you hate someone like that? Why would you hate someone that wants to have a legal, valid election? Not just for the Republicans, but for the Democrats, too. I want to know. You know, we would have had a smooth transition, even if, and now this is hypothetical because I don't believe it's true, and I don't think anybody that's listening believes this is true, but if the election were 100% accurate, let's pretend that everything was smooth. It was a paper election with mailing address validation. Signature validation in person. And we all know the numbers were right. Let's pretend. That's a big fairy tale, but let's pretend. If those numbers were right, and no one did any fancy, silly crap prior to the election, like changing constitutional law illegally, like allowing ballots to come in without postmarks or signatures, doesn't this make you feel like they're guilty? If they had not pulled any of those, if they had even just said, okay, let's vote the way we voted for the last 150 years, we wouldn't be in this situation. We would have another, you know, Jimmy Carter or Democrat in the White House. And we'd say, okay, we'll live with 4 years or maybe 8 years of high taxes and whatever. But no, they put that suspicion in there. They do things, you know, it's like when a person gets picked up that has burglary tools and items stolen from someone's home, then he says, no, I didn't do that. Is he going to get off in court? Highly doubtful. They asked for it. Why won't they accept an audit? We all know. It's absolutely ridiculous. The corporations are out of control. The corporations run America. The corporations run the world. Corporations are the deep state because they have the money. Why are all these Republicans turning? Guess what? Guess what, folks? These people got elected on corporate money. They're not popular enough. They're not good enough. They don't know how to speak or talk or engage enough to get money from the citizens of their districts. So they take money from Procter & Gamble, from Facebook, from Twitter, from Amazon. They take their money. But that comes with a price. Folks, that comes with a price. When you take money from someone, you will pay that price. Now, suddenly, if they say, we're taking all your money away, and we're telling all of our constituents never to vote for you again, what do you do? Do you bail out and let the deep state take over? Do you bail out and let the other party take over? Do you stick in and now you're a traitor? How do you deal with that? Think about that. Pretend you're the politician and think about what you would do.
It's a tough situation, folks.
It really is. For those who are live, I'm going to type something in the screen here. Anyone that wants to connect or chat or has some ideas for programs in the future, feel free. I never posted this officially, but you can feel free to send me an email at my official politically incorrect email, Andy@PelosiSucks. Well, I got to correct that. I've corrected that for the folks on that are live. The correction is the email that you can email me at is Andy@PelosiSucks.one, O-N-E-1. And that's my politically incorrect email. So you can always mail me there. Feel free to connect. I love talking with people and gaining information. You learn a lot more when you listen than when you talk. Right now, I'm not learning anything. I'm giving information. You guys are listening. The corporations are so out of control. There needs to be, I hate to say this, I have a problem with libertarians. I prefer to talk to a Democrat than a libertarian. I prefer to talk to a liberal Democrat than a libertarian. Because libertarians are so stuck on follow the Constitution, get rid of the cops, and get rid of all the laws. When you have almost 400 million people in a country, you need some sort of control and some sort of reign over a monopoly and over these people. Free market doesn't work when it's not free anymore. The free market doesn't work when there's trillionaires out there controlling it, when the entire world is controlling it. You need checks and balances. You need to prevent those monopolies. We used to do that, and we don't anymore. But I digress. Topic for tonight, now that we've got some, I was hoping a few more people would get on board, but now that we're got the steam going here. So what's the story here? As I look out in the distance, folks, and listen with my ears, I see dust in the distance. I hear hoof prints, hoof marks, the sound of hooves of horses praying that the cavalry is coming to save us. I hear the call of the bugle. I hear rifles being armed. And as this approaches, I realize, folks, this is not the cavalry. It's a roaring sound of thousands of hooves. The hooves of the enemy, which is rapidly approaching to quash the rebellion. That train coming at the other end of the tunnel, folks, that's not the sunshine. That is a train coming at us. Now, I promised I wouldn't be a downer. I still have faith. I have faith in God. I have faith in my president. I have faith in the United States of America and the 70 to 100 million people. People always say there's 70 million people. 70 million patriots. No, there aren't. There's 70 to 75 million patriots that voted for Donald Trump, which means there's probably half again as many that didn't vote at all. There's probably 100 million strong supporters of patriotism, of the United States of America, and of our great president. But there's also the light at the end of the book of Revelations. And we haven't seen that yet. We have to assume that the cavalry is not coming. We have to assume that the cavalry was defeated at Little Bighorn. We're all alone. Us, you, me, and our God. We can't give up. Because now it's up to us to take back our country. It's up to us to quash these criminal cartel organizations like Facebook, Twitter, Google. We need to find out, most importantly, why. Folks, the question I have is why. So we need to go out and ask that question. You need to ask your representatives. You need to write letters to these corporations too. We should all be writing them. Time to stop this crap. You know, the big question is why? Why would you allow yourself to lose $50, $60 billion like these big corporate, like these big social media organizations lost? And that doesn't include places like Walmart. Walmart's being totally evil. I won't shop there anymore. We need to use our pocketbooks and our voice to shut these people. And we need to go away from these companies, every one of them. Even if we have to go back and freaking homestead. It's ridiculous. We need to ask them why. Why would you, look, half the country voted for anarchy and half the company voted for patriotism. Half, literally half. And I'm going to get a little vile here. I'm going to say, why would you piss off, and pardon the French there, why would you piss off half the country? You got half that half of the country spends more money than the liberal half. We're the ones that own the businesses, that work for the companies. We work for a living. We supply the funds that give the free money to those who need it or want it. We give everything. And they tell us where to go. Why would you shut down such a great movement? Why would you not value and make use of that movement? Unless there's someone behind that, there's someone pulling the string, there's something or someone pulling the strings, something huge, something that none of us have seen yet. I mean, it has to be incredibly huge. You know, it's been in the making, but the question is, everybody says, oh, it's this or it's that, or it's a deep state. You need to find the root cause of this. I'd love to be able to suit this out. But interesting thing that got me, found out today, hadn't heard it before, but I did verify it, that it was Michelle Obama who forced Twitter into pulling Donald Trump. Michelle Obama, the second most evil human being on the planet. I can't even look at her. I look at Michelle Obama and my skin crawls. I would rather look at Satan. I would rather sit down in the bowels of hell and rot for the rest of eternity than have to sit with Michelle Obama and Nancy Pelosi. You know what I think? I think the plan back in 2016 was to put Hillary Clinton in, have her run for maybe 8 years, at the end of which Michelle Obama was going to go in. Yeah, I'm fortunate. I'm fortunate and I'm unfortunate being a, you know, approaching 65 this year. But I don't have a lot longer to deal with this crap. And I don't have a lot to lose. My kids are out. They're on their own. I pray for them all the time. But the other problem is that if we get stuck with a terrible situation the last 4, 8, or 16 years, that's like a life sentence for me. Think about it. These, you know, it's just absolutely evil. An eternity with Nancy Pelosi and Michelle Obama. And the illegal alien Barack Obama. He's involved in this too. He's just pulling the strings of the other puppets. Big question, though, is who's pulling their strings? They have no reason to be coming after us. But someone is pulling the strings from the top. You know, there's the old theory that the Vatican's behind it because the Vatican pulls the money, and then the Federal Reserve is behind the Vatican. The Vatican owns the Federal Reserve, basically. The two of them going in cahoots. The Bulgarian whistleblower that I interviewed for my book, Dark Water Game Over. If you haven't seen that or gotten that book, you really do need to, you need to read that book, because it was written 4 years ago. It came out in March. And I put 4 years of effort into that book. But he basically called them the criminal cartels that run the world. And, you know, the deep state, what we call the deep state, consists of these cartels. You know, we were afraid of the Bilderbergers. They're the least of it. The Bilderbergers are the filter. The filter's in the Vatican and the Federal Reserve and Rockefellers and all the others, the princes of England. Lyndon LaRouche, when he was alive, I had a chance to meet with Lyndon LaRouche a number of years back. His organization and he himself fought the British Empire. They basically say that the British Empire is still ruling America. I find that kind of funny, though, because the British Empire can't even rule itself. They've got a Donald Trump in there right now, which I think is really cool. Their prime minister, even looks and talks like Donald Trump, but they're controlled by someone else. I mean, this whole thing, it's a top-down sort of thing, but the corporations, what purpose do the corporations have to lose money just to piss off patriots? Why would you do that? You know, Chick-fil-A makes almost as much money as Wendy's. And they're conservative. When the crap hits the fan, they make more money. Why would you lose that money? Why would you want to give that money to someone else? Why would you want to lose all your Facebook followers? You know, I can't even keep track of my family now, my grandkids. I have no connection to the world, literally. I have people that I can't tell that I'm safe from across the country, across the world, who are sending me messages. I don't know how to get in touch with them other than Facebook Messenger. Are you all right? Have you died? Are you sick? I don't understand it. Why would you want to, you know, drop an audience of 70 million people and lose $50, $60 billion? It makes no sense. It makes no business sense. Corporations aren't stupid. They will, they'll knock somebody down, beat them up, and put them in jail. But to add $2 to their bottom line, but they're going to lose $60 billion. You know, and a comment, and one of my listeners, higher, says about not doing Facebook. Well, you know, Facebook, there really is no other platform like Facebook for personal use. I'd love to stay there, but after what they've done, I can't go back to them. I'm deleting my Facebook, I think, right after after I get put back on, I think they've got a 30-day ban from all these social media, so I can't do anything about this upcoming inauguration. I honestly think I've really hit the big time. When you're banned from all social media for 30 days, you hit the big time for sure. I'm kind of proud of it, actually. But there's no other platform. You know, I do MeWe, I do all the other ones. But it's not the same format. You don't have that same connection. Yeah. And all these businesses made out in the comments about making out because of Donald Trump and his Twitter, but it's also Facebook and all the others came back. You know, we lost the election this year because of Facebook. So Facebook's a private company. Here's the problem. I was thinking of filing a class action against Facebook, but what do you file against when you don't pay for anything? But I'm actually thinking of filing a class action suit against Facebook and Twitter and maybe Google. For violation of the federal election law about meddling in federal elections. It's federal crime. You know, we would have won that election if we had the same 2016 access to social media. And we could talk back and forth. We would have won this election. You know, you can post something like, oh, the militia's coming and the war is going to start tomorrow. Oh, we're taking over. But someone's going to come back. There's enough people. I've been hit myself with things that I thought were true. They're going to come back at you. They're going to say, no, this is false. And that's the purpose of a free society. That's the purpose of the First Amendment of our Constitution, which only applies to government. Makes no sense whatsoever. Do you want the government in control, or do you want free market? I don't know. What sort of regulation do you need? You know, they try to put in as a comment about Section 230. Of course, Trump was trying to get 230 repealed. Putting accountability on the social media and on megalith corporations. But the more you try to put regulation, the worse it gets. They put this FOSTA thing in back in when Trump first started to stop prostitution and child trafficking by saying that if you do anything like this, then you're liable for, you know, you could be put in jail and have your business shut down or whatever. Craigslist removed their dating section. You know, a lot of dating sites had to come down because they were in violation. You can't meet someone in town just to talk to, even if it's just a friendly talk. You can't meet Christians. They took the Christian dating sites down because of this law. And guess what? Prostitution and illegal child abductions have not been reduced. But we have this law over us that makes people scared to put up a website where you can share information. Government can't do anything right. That's the problem. And we're willing to be led by the dog like the sheep I don't have all the answers. It's not about voting the right people in because they're just going to, they won't have a voice. It's not about voting the wrong people out. The cavalry's not coming. We need to do something. It's us. It's our voice. I will never shop at Walmart again. You know, I will never patronize these companies. And I think one way you can do it is to become more self-sufficient and use the small local resources, use Made in America goods, stay away from the big box stores. Best Buy was another one that refused to give any politicians supported Trump money. Do with less. Live easier. Cook your own meals. Don't drink Coca-Cola. Drink water. Drink coffee. I've never heard of any coffee producer that doesn't support freedom other than Starbucks. That's a whole different story. It's up to us. It's up to our pocketbook to stop these thugs. Well, yeah, Black Rifle Coffee. That's a good one. Comment. Black Rifle Coffee. It's great coffee too. I roast my own coffee beans. I get them raw and green, and I roast my own coffee beans. But I think that if we reduce our expenditures, watch what we buy and watch who we support, and learn who controls what. Nobody's going to Telegram. They went off of Twitter and they're going to Telegram. Well, guess who owns Telegram? The same guy that owns Twitter. Now they're looking at banning that on Apple. And guess what's next? Android. Yeah, it's dangerous out there, folks. But we need to be the ones to stop this. Cavalry is not coming. I hope and pray that Donald Trump still has a plan. I've heard rumors. That's what they are, is rumors. But I've seen the path and the engagements that are going on. And it looks interesting. Maybe there's a possibility. So maybe God will come through for us. God will come through regardless, but maybe not in the way we like. We need to somehow find a way as a country. Now, I've been thinking about this, thinking about running for Senate again. I'm thinking long and hard about how do you approach this mixed bag and get people to actually sit down and talk? How do we talk to each other? You know, and if you're right, Pat Toomey isn't seeking re-election. Pat Toomey couldn't get re-elected to dog catcher after what he did to Donald Trump. Now, our state's very powerful in Pennsylvania, even though they illegally won the election. You got to have some leeway. You have to be one way or the other, and you can't sit on the fence. We need to sit down and we need to ultimately make some concessions. We're the melting pot after all. I'm going to throw some ideas at you. I'm kind of burned out the topic of the cavalry isn't coming. So I'm going to close out for the next few minutes on some general topics. The food for thought. They say, I'm going to bring up abortion. And I'm going to tell you about the political process as well. See, when you run as a politician, when I ran for Senate in 2018, they sent out a form to me and they said, fill this out. We're going to mail this to all your constituents. And it had things like, are you pro or anti-abortion? How do you answer that question? How do you properly answer that question? That involves a discussion. I'm going to use that as my one topic on the problem that politicians have. So if I were in front of an audience, I could explain that. Myself, I am 100% anti-abortion. I believe that God creates a human when the very first cell divides. Now think about it. It takes a man and a woman. Bible even says that. Man and woman to make another person. That split cell is the man and the woman. When a woman comes to me and says, I'm mad at you because you don't support women's health rights. As soon as I hear that, I know she's talking about abortion. Well, let me tell you, woman, that baby will be born just fine. There's no health issue there. You can go along with that and you can go to term and have that baby. You did not have to do the act that created it. Oh, but I could do what I want with my body. Absolutely, ma'am. You can do what you want with your body. You can jump off that cliff right there. You can drink that bottle of vodka until you're dead. But you don't have any rights over that baby that's inside you because that's not your body. How do you respond to that? Now, another really cool thing is, when does life begin? Now, and how does America work? So in America, the interesting thing about our Constitution is it says it, I have my rights and you have yours. You can't trample mine and I can't trample yours, basically. You can practice religion as much as you like. Now, here's another problem. How do you look at the First Amendment? How do you look at the Second Amendment? You know, the First Amendment says you can practice your religion. Let me talk to you about religion. Most Christian religions these days are becoming very liberated and very liberal. Not all of them agree with abortion rules and regulations of the Christian church and of the Bible. But let's say hypothetically that you are a God-fearing, Bible-believing Christian. Life begins when the cell divides. That's my religion. That's what I believe. And I'm sticking to it. What happens if you're a Muslim in America? Muslims are religion. They have they're allowed to practice that. Muslims believed you had 40 days. After 40 days, God breathes life into the fetus. So after 40, up to 40 days, you could have an abortion. Can I tell them they can't do that? They can't practice their religion? All right, you'll say they're Muslims. Well, what about the Jews? Anybody know any Jews out there? You know, half my family is Jewish. I can talk about the Jews because half my family on one side is Jewish. And I used to practice the Judaism with them, and I practiced Christianity with my other side, was Italian Catholic. What do Jews believe? Do you know? A lot of people don't realize that the Jews don't believe that a fetus is a human being until God breathes its first breath of life after it comes out of the womb. If you deliver a baby and don't let it take its first breath, it's not a baby. That's what the Jews believe. Bet you didn't know that. Are we going to not let them practice their First Amendment right of their religion? How about the Satanists? So you've got the Satanists. They say that they want to kill babies on an altar. We're going to let them do that? Where do we draw the line, folks? How do we regulate religion without violating the First Amendment? How do you approach a crowd when you're running for Senate to discuss the issue? How do you answer that one question? Are you in favor of abortion or not? If I say I do not favor abortion, I've lost half my constituents without an explanation as to what I actually believe. Because what I believe is not what the Constitution says. How do we deal with that in the melting pot of society? There's some food for thought for you. You know, the Constitution gives you the right to own firearms. And it says that you shall not be infringed. I'm going to throw an interesting line off of that one. There's no law. There's no constitutional law that says you have the right to use that firearm. That's the interesting thing. So you can go and buy your AR-15. You can't buy any ammunition because Constitution doesn't support ammunition, only the gun. Doesn't support your right to use it either, which is kind of interesting. So there's some food for thought too. And a great, anybody that hasn't read the Federalist or the Anti-Federalist Papers, it's dull as dirt. It's something for when you're sitting on a turlet. But this is what the founders used in their debates of whether or not we should have a constitutional republic and whether or not we should actually ratify the Constitution. There's a lot of great information. It describes what a militia is. It describes who's part of it. And again, I don't believe that the militia part in the Second Amendment has anything to do with your right to own firearms. I do believe that the militia is separate. There's a comma in there. It's actually two parts. It's two thoughts. But even if you talk militia, was determined to be anyone between 18 and 50 something. I don't remember the numbers in the United States of America. So anyone can have a militia, even though they don't like you to have a militia. According to the founders, you could have one. But there are limitations on it, which is where our standing army comes from with those age limitations. So that's my final food for thought as to how you would approach it. Pretend you're a politician. You can see how you can get yourself in some really deep trouble. And there's no answers for it. Used to be you could have these discussions, you could disagree and still be able to agree to some point, but now the two sides are too separated. Now I'll leave my final thought. My good friend Eric gave me a final post that says, before we leave for the night, Eric proudly declares Andy Schechter an honorary inductee into the VOP empire. Thank you, Eric. Proud of that. And I'm also booted from all of social media, all the mainstream social media. So I've got to be getting somewhere now. Thank you so much, Eric. So what's next week going to bring? Every Thursday night at 10 o'clock, we have the Politically Incorrect. I don't know if we're going to have a nation next Thursday. I don't know if we're going to have an internet next Thursday. So it's going to be very interesting. But I'm keeping my podcast open. If there's an internet and there's something going on, I'll be there. And on your last comment, Eric, I'm busy tonight, but if you email me, we'll hook up. The weekend is a good time for me if you want to ever get in touch and folks want to talk to me, that's fine. But yeah, and I'd love to, Eric, and you're a great person. So just shoot me an email. We'll connect. I'd love it. I would really love it. Love to interact. Maybe we can talk about what's going to happen next Wednesday. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. We're a little over time, but this was a very important topic. I'm going to say God bless, Godspeed, and may God follow you with every footstep you take. And thanks for all the hearts and thanks. We really, really appreciate it. Please, if you can afford a dollar, $2, support our podcast. That would be wonderful. And again, thank everyone that joined tonight. Have a great evening. Yep. Have a good evening, Eric, too. And Marilyn and who else is on tonight? We've got a bunch of people on. Got so many comments from Eric. I can't see everybody that's on here. But thank you, everybody that came on tonight. We'll see you next Thursday if there's still a world and we're still here. You have a great evening. God bless. everybody.